healthy, a lot of energy. And Dwight, I guess what you're hoping for is you're hoping your guys match that. They did at times, but not consistently, I guess, to make the difference today. Would that be accurate?
That'd be very accurate. You know, that's something we got to continue to get better at. You know, we have a young team. They have a veteran team. But the reality is, once the ball is tipped up, that goes out the window. And we're a team that we do a really good job of playing hard and playing tough and playing together and doing the things that we talk about and we work on in practice. We do those in small pockets. And in certain games, we do it in bigger pockets. But the reality is, like any team, and for our team specifically, it's something we got to continue to get better at to sustain through the full 40 minutes of the basketball game.
This is the million-dollar question. How do you do that as a coaching staff? How do you get these guys to, you know, take those small pockets and turn them into the bigger pockets and then into the 40 minutes of a full game?
Yeah, that's something that comes from a lot of different ways. That comes from practice. That comes from film. That comes from continuing to pour into guys on and off the court. That continues to those guys pouring into each other and continuing to buy in. And over time, right, a big word that I've yet to say, it comes from trust, right? Trusting in the process, trusting in what has happened here in this program, right, as I look up at the banners at least five times before, and trusting in that over time we will get to where we need to be.
You know what? It's a whole new year. It's a reset. It's – I'm not going to say Happy New Year because we'll be a lot happier when we're playing basketball again on next Wednesday. But certainly everybody kind of takes 24 hours to kind of let it sit. And then you guys are right back at work. And you guys have proven over the years that resiliency is always a hallmark of this program. You can draw upon that, I'm going to assume.
1,000%. You know, I still know in my heart this is a super and a very resilient group. You know, we've definitely – hit a couple potholes and hit a couple roadblocks along the way. This won't be the last time, but I have no doubt, I have no question whatsoever that this group that we have here is going to respond and continue to show that resiliency.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We look forward to seeing these guys play again down in Macon, and best of luck on the next couple of days of practice.
Thank you.
All right, we appreciate Dwight Perry.